This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and expressed deep concern at the recent escalations in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. The talks came hours after the United States inserted itself into Israel's effort to cripple Iran's nuclear program by carrying out strikes at three Iranian nuclear facilities, including Fordo, Natanz and Isfahan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that they discussed about the current situation in detail. Prime Minister Modi reiterated call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue, diplomacy as the way forward and for early restoration of regional peace and security and stability. The U.S. military strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities have triggered a wave of international reactions, with world leaders calling for restraint and a return to diplomacy amid fears of a broader conflict erupting in the West Asia. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed support for the U.S. action while stressing the importance of regional stability. In a post on X, he said that Iran's nuclear program is a grave threat to international security. Keir said, "Iran can never be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon, and the U.S. has taken action to alleviate that threat." Expressing concerns, France said that it was not involved in these strikes or in the planning of these strikes and urged the U.S., Iran and Israel to exercise restraint to avoid any escalation that could lead to an extension of the conflict in the region. Australia, in an official statement, said that Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile program has been a threat to international peace and security. Saudi Arabia, in a statement, called on the international community to exert all efforts to de-escalate the crisis and seek a political solution. Qatar's foreign ministry warned that the ongoing escalation could have dire consequences. Oman's foreign ministry issued a strong condemnation of the U.S. strikes, calling them a serious violation of international law and the UN Charter. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow in light of the urgent situation in Iran, according to the chief of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi. In a social media post today, Grossi said he is calling an emergency meeting of agency's board of governors after the U.S. military strikes on the Iranian nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, Iran's nuclear chief, Mohammad Islam, has written to the IAEA saying Tehran wants an investigation into the U.S. strikes and is urging the watchdog to condemn the U.S. action. Earlier, the IAEA confirmed there has been no increase in radiation levels after the U.S. struck three nuclear sites in Iran. Amid the ongoing conflict in the West Asia, air travel across the region continues to face major disruptions. Airlines are now avoiding large parts of the region's airspace due to growing security concerns, causing delays, longer flight times, and increased costs. According to flight tracking services, commercial planes are being rerouted to avoid flying over countries like Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Israel. Instead, they are taking longer paths over safer areas such as the Caspian Sea, Egypt, or Saudi Arabia. This change is leading to higher fuel consumption and more expensive flight operations. National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key accused in a CPI Maoist Northern Region Bureau terror revival conspiracy case from Delhi. Investigations have revealed that the accused, who originally hails from Mathura in Uttar Pradesh, had delivered a drone to leaders of the banned terror outfit in Chakarbanda and Panchrukia forest area of Bihar to further its anti-national activities. Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stone of the campus of National Forensic Sciences University and a Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Raipur this afternoon, marking a significant step in strengthening the criminal justice infrastructure in Chhattisgarh. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah reiterated government's resolve to completely wipe out Naxalism from the country by March next year. In cricket, in the first test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, host England were 390 for the loss of 6 wickets against India in their first innings on the third day at Headingley in Leeds a short while ago. Hosts were trailing by 81 runs when reports last came in. Early in the day, England resumed their play at the overnight score of 209-3 against India's 471. And that is the end of this news bulletin.